Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been doing radio since March of 1997. Been at this for many, many years and seen all kinds of things come and go in this industry. And when I started radio, I had no plans on doing radio. I know a lot of people say, oh, you got a great voice for radio. And I went, I just fell into it. I was talking for a network marketing company about a fantastic product that was being private labeled. And I was so amazed by it. There was a friend of mine that I just got to know at the time, had done radio since he was a freshman in college. And he said, well, why don't we, put together a show and market the show, and we'll do our own show, and we'll talk about this product. And we had people calling in that had, in one case, a lady had pancreatic tumor the size of a golf ball, and taking that product, I think she put 3 drops in water 10 times a day. And every couple of days, she added a drop to the water until she was up to 7 drops. A doctor down in San Antonio was recommending this to her. And also had her on some real good liquid vitamins and minerals. Well, in 30 days, the tumor had went from the size of a golf ball in her pancreas to disappearing. And I went, wow. And the lady also cleaned houses for a living. And she had told me her name was Frito, she had a mafia sounding name, and I made the mistake. Said, oh, that sounds like the mafia. And she said, I'm nothing like my relatives. I went, oops, I screwed up there. I shouldn't even mention it. And I was trying to be funny, but I really stuck my foot down my throat. But anyway, she said in 30 days it was gone, and she had cleaned houses for a living. So I did follow up interviews with her over a few years, I think up to 6 years later. And she said, as long as I'm taking this product, I can do 3 houses a day. But if I don't take it, I can only do 1. I can't tell you what the product is, folks. It's right out there on the shelf, but I can't tell you what the product is. I had other people that told me about how it improved their cancer, how it improved their blood sugar levels, how it's fantastic for athletics and endurance and all that. I can't tell you the product. The company, if I mention that it's taken at high doses, very good against cancer, the FDA and FTC would run in there and just take it off the shelves. And so we don't have the freedom we should. And the other side of it is when there's something really good out there, I'm seeing it right now with CBD. CBD oil in the extract form, and when it's not a whole hemp, the FDA wants to label it as a pharmaceutical. And I know the real motivation, the people that work for the FDA also work for the pharmaceutical companies and vice versa. They'll go back and forth. They want to own that. They want to turn it into a drug and then charge a lot more than what it's being charged now for it. And so we don't know what's going to happen yet on CBD. Maybe in the natural hemp forms. It's fine, but isolates, they say, oh, that's a pharmaceutical then. But it's not. It's something from nature. It's not something synthetic like most pharmaceuticals. But I think it has more to do with the money that's behind it, that the pharmaceutical companies, like I've seen this too many times. There was another product that is used in Europe to purify water. Well, I can say it. No one's selling it. Sodium chloride. It's like ends with R-I-T-E instead of R-I-D-E, like table salt. Very similar to table salt, but it's not. And it bleaches and purifies, and it's been used maybe all the way back to the 30s. They started using it that way. And they would spray it on meat and everything else to stop the meat from spoiling. And, if you're in a I don't know if they would do it in the stores, but they would do it in a number of areas to keep the meat purified. And again, I said they use it instead of chlorine, they use that in some of the European countries. Well, we had a guy that had MRSA that ate all the way into his heel, all the way into the bone. And the doctors in Wichita, Kansas could not stop it. And we said, well, what happens if you take this product, put it in water, and soak your foot in it, and then take some gauze and wrap it in it? And about 3 days, it started healing up. And over a period of weeks, it sealed back up. It killed it. It oxidized that MRSA, stopped it. And then we had other cases. I used to use it. If I thought I had the flu coming on, I could take 6 or 7 drops in water 3 times every hour for 3 hours in a row, and it would be gone. I mentioned it to other people. They tried the same thing, and sure enough, they got the same effect. Well, the person that was selling that, was marketing that, they had to quit marketing it. The FDA, after it had been grandfathered in, used for 50 years or more, they said, we can't take it. Well, they couldn't take it off the market because it had already been used safely for that many years. But what they did, they said, well, we need all these tests done on every batch you make. Well, that was going to make about every batch that they made cost them about $1 million. So they ran them out of business by putting all this regulation around them and making it where they couldn't do it. And I suppose now, because they would spray rooms down with this, that in hospitals that got MRSA and stuff, they would are probably now selling it as a pharmaceutical. You don't know, you didn't know that at one time it was something very inexpensive that you could get. So the world we live in, people that get in a position of power are able to manipulate it so they own what will really change your life, and then they get to charge the hell out of the price. And that really bothers me. At one time, I was having lunch with a friend of mine just a little bit ago, and I was saying, you know, I probably should have had my own line of products many years ago. A lot of the people in the industry do just that, and they do really well. But I said, the problem with that, I wanted to be able to tell a person, if this is the best thing for this problem, and this is the best thing for that problem. If I had my own line and I had a warehouse full of some product I just had manufactured, and then I found out through reading some research that something else that's on the shelf is better than what I had, I'd be in a conflict. What do I do? I can't afford to lose all that. So do I tell people, no, you need to buy my product, not that product? So I never went that direction. Though the friends of mine that did go that direction got very, very wealthy over the years. I helped some of them get to a point where they're sold recently for almost $2 billion. So there's part of me that kicks myself in the butt, going, what was I thinking about? But the other side of me said, that's the way you have to do it. You have to do it with integrity. I just wish the powers that be, the pharmaceutical companies and stuff, would have the same kind of integrity, or just a little bit of it, where they do what is best for people, not just what's best for their shareholders and their board. That it was really about us. I know that they try to come up with things that will make a difference because that's a good way to sell a product. But we also know that there's a lot of times they know something is harmful, and they keep selling it and keep selling it and keep selling it to eventually it gets out that, hey, they knew this all along. Or you have things like Roundup, that Monsanto and now Bayer had been selling, and they knew it was cancers, but knew they kept selling it. And so we have to become our own physician. We have to learn how to heal ourselves, how to apply nature as strongly as we can. And there in rare moments, you may have to depend on a pharmaceutical. A pharmaceutical, to me, is like using a 9-penny nail to do acupuncture with. In other words, it'll overwhelm the system. It'll block pathways, but it'll block important pathways that work in good ways as well as the ones that you're trying to block, the bad ones. That's the problem with aspirin. That's why you end up with an ulcer. It blocks good and bad. But you want things that only work in harmony with the body in a synergistic way. And that's why I do this show. There's things every bit as powerful, I believe, as the pharmaceuticals out there that are in nature, but they also do not have the side effects, zero side effects in most cases. Well, in all cases, in the natural ones, when they're done right. It's when the natural ones actually are being having a lot of things thrown in there that are synthetic that don't occur in nature when it's a real problem. Not to say there's not poisons in nature. We all know that. We all know that arsenic and cyanide and certain toadstools and things like that will kill you. But there's so many things in nature that will heal you. And that's what this show's about. And I want to let you know, just because you hear someone in a white coat. In fact, years ago, I broke my leg. I took a bad fall. Some people were at a place I was working at, had these cardboard rolls that were putting maps in. And I had to run to drive 30 miles and get to the radio station right where I'm at right now to do a radio show to pre-record. And I come running out of the office. Just got a phone call from my radio partner, and I hit one of those cardboard rolls and went flying for this glass wall. And I stopped myself from going through the glass wall, but it broke my fibula in half. And this doctor friend of mine that when I used to be a physical therapist used to send me a lot of patients. And when I went to see him, he x-rayed it and looked at it and said, okay, you will not be able to put weight on this for 3 months. And I said, nah, it's only going to take me about a month. And he said, why do you say that? I said, well, your partner had a patient that was taking the same product I was talking about for cancer. She had fallen down and broken her kneecap in half. Because the thigh muscle and the shin muscle are pulling on that kneecap, he told her it'd be 6 months for it heals. It's a hard thing to heal. She was taking the product under the private label and it healed in 31 days, a lady named Barbara Ward. So I planned on taking that product. I planned on taking the silica version of it because silica lays down a matrix that minerals hang on to, like calcium and magnesium and stuff, and it helps with the collagen and the flexibility of the joint. Fantastic. It's also fantastic for inflammation, for tendons and ligaments as well as bone. But it's hard to absorb. That's why I was taking this liquid form. And then I was taking, I think, single calcium, coral calcium at the time for extra calcium. And I was taking colostrum 6 to get the growth factors. Well, I healed up in 3 weeks. That fibula totally healed. Supposed to take a minimum of 3 months. And the doctor asked me to bring the things that I was taking, and him and his wife would take them. And his two kids. They said the AMA won't let me recommend them unless they've done the research and everything. But we want to take these because I don't know how you did that. And you told me you would do it, and you did it. There are powerful things if you know what to do. I do nutritional counseling. I do nutritional counseling. That's one of the things I like to help people on that. I guess the best way for you to get a hold of me is to email me. And that's DSOLLOWAY21, DSOLLOWAY21 @gmail.com. In the subject line, put radio listener or something like that. Because I get so much email, I may not see it, but I'll look for that in the subject line. And we can work out something on that. But radio listener. Now, I really do like helping. Here in Oklahoma City, I give a lecture 10 months out of the year. I don't do it in November and December, but the last Saturday of the month at a Mega Health, starting in January again, I give a lecture on different subjects. I think it'd be fat loss in January, since we all get fat during the holidays. It'd be heart disease in February. It may be cancer, how to avoid getting cancer in March. I haven't decided. Well, I guess I just decided. But there will be different subjects I cover. And I give them a lot of material, and then I try to tell them what's the most important of the material I give them if I was dealing with the same issue. And I'm always learning new stuff, and that's what I love about the show. Like you'll hear Dr. Ingram in just a little bit. Brilliant individual. I just learned some things interviewing him just today, or things that I may have learned years ago talking to him that I forgot. But some things he said was brand new to me. Very important to have some people you're constantly learning from and reading and online and all that. Folks, we'll be right back. Really appreciate you being with me today. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses, and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Schwartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D-S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And I have one of my favorite guests, just a brilliant individual in this field. When he comes into town, it just fills up a room. I mean, standing room only, literally. I've had pretty good crowds, but I've never had it where people are standing up all around the room just to hear what he has to say. And that's Dr. Kaz Ingram. Thank you for being with us, Dr. Ingram.
Sure, and sure. My pleasure to be with you. And what a timely issue because of the potential for sickness and congestion, even cold and flu, and even pneumonia and getting knocked down, achy. It's kind of like something that is completely preventable.
Yeah, people don't realize how powerful things in nature can be to keep us well. I mean, there's a lot of things out there on the market, but there, when you get something that is really, really the right, the pure thing, not diluted, yeah, not all that, it can make a world of difference. So let's say, and I've had it from time to time, respiratory problems. So to avoid, these winter months, we're not going to get much vitamin D and all this stuff, and we're going to be indoor air and all this. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend?
Well, the three big cannons, I'll just say it up front, are the oil of wild oregano super strength I prefer, something called Oregarest, which is cumin, sage, cinnamon, and it's all based on research at Georgetown University. We did the studies, you know.
Cool.
And the oregano juice. You know, okay, vitamin C, garlic, onion, elderberry. We know echinacea, okay. But the hammer of hammers, pound into oblivion, is the oregano and the other similar spices. And we did the study at Microbiotest that we put in tissue culture, in chicken embryonic cells. We put the cold virus. We put the flu virus. We put the bird flu virus, which is 50% fatal, into the cells, intracellular.
Wow. Okay.
We gave the oregano oil and the Oregaresp, super strength oregano oil, Oregaresp multiple spice, and it obliterated the viruses in 20 minutes. It completely killed it. And then if you keep a little bit in the tissue, the virus won't reproduce. Prevention.
That is a really cool study because unlike most of these kind of studies just done in a Petri dish, and you go, yeah, but my body's on a Petri dish. It can hide in areas in the body and hard to get to, but it killed it inside the egg.
Yeah, yeah. See, we took the chicken embryonic cell, which is a model, and infested it with trillions or billions of viruses. So you know, is this, and it was a tiny amount. Come on, it was like 0.01% or 0.05%. It's less than a percent.
Of the Oregarest, you're saying, or the oregano?
The Oregarest, which was the most potent, and the oregano oil super strength, which was second in potency.
Wow.
Yeah, and, yeah, and that was complete desiccation and destruction of the disintegration of the viral material and destruction of the viral capsid. And then if you could just keep a little bit of the oregano oil super strength in the test medium, or a little bit of the Oregarest powder that they emulsified, then the virus refused, whatever tiny amount might be left, it didn't redevelop.
Huh.
There's no way. There was no way the virus could grow if there was oregano in the medium or the multiple spice. Now, why do I say two? Because in some tough cases like asthma, tough gastrointestinal like SIBO and ulcerative colitis, Crohn's, tough cases of chronic bronchitis, tough sinusitis, tough, or even tough flu that's just not going, you sometimes need to take the combination of the oil of oregano with the multiple spice. And then why am I saying? Because at Georgetown we tested cumin. We tested 25 essential oils.
Ah.
And who would have ever thought that cumin was second to oregano, then sage, then cinnamon? I mean, that was our work. Nobody knew that.
No, I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought garlic would be ahead of it and a few others. Olive leaf and all that.
Oh, yeah. 50 times more powerful than garlic. About 800 times more powerful than olive leaf. Come on. You know, oregano. The oil of wild oregano. It's the king.
Now, you have to dilute it a little, and the rigorous you may not, but you have to dilute it a little bit because it's so, in its pure state, it's just so hot. Is that right?
Well, that oregano oil is already pre-diluted, but if it's too hot for the individual, they can put it in tomato juice.
Oh.
Or grapefruit.
The tomato juice sounds like a good idea.
They have to take it under the tongue. Under the tongue is ideal, but, or some people will put it in just a bit of water down the hatch, or some sheepish people take it in a capsule form.
I'm laughing because I'm that sheepish people right now. I like the oil. I really do. The dosage I want to take it at, though.
Well, you have to do the capsule then. You know, it makes sense. What's the difference? What 90% of the action is going to happen no matter how you take it. And then there's, in some extreme cases, it wouldn't be you or me, they won't take it. But then they'll take the children's form. The children's wild oregano with the cinnamon and the wild raspberry, which is known as oregasin. Some people will take that, not just for the children and the one-year-olds and toddlers, which they can take it every day so they don't get sick. What's worse, a sick child or worrying about a little bit of oregano or cinnamon?
You said something that...
Rush to the hospital. You want that? Go, and I don't want that. You don't want it.
Well, something you taught me years ago, with a baby and little children, you can rub it on their feet and then put socks on it and get into their blood.
That's right. You can do that. And even a newborn, if you rub a little oregano, let's say they got some respiratory, let's say they picked up some pathogens, just rub a little oregano oil on the soles of their feet.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
You know what? Children do die of infection. It's quite rare, but they do, and they die of immunization reactions.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody's going to die of the wild oregano oil. Has not occurred in, 4,000 human years, 10,000, 20,000, whatever you want to choose. I'm not going to argue with you.
Whatever that floats your boat, whatever amount of time you want to say that man has been taking oregano oil, it's been around a long,
right.
long time.
Well, if we want to go technical on carbon dating, they found a princess 50,000 years into the grave, and they uncovered a sachet of wild oregano, the first report of a medicinal plant in the history, whether it's 50,000 or 5,000. The more important thing is the oldest oregano oil.
Wow.
And so they knew you could aromatherapy or you could fumigate yourself. They just didn't have any way to make the oil of oregano like we do now, or the juice.
Huh. Yeah, that's cool. Now, was this Egyptian? Well, no, they don't
this
go back that far.
In Iraq, you know, the ancient society. Let me tell you something. There's no reason to get sick like a dog. I don't have time. You don't have time. And there's airplanes. There's exposure mm-hmm. between crowds. There are parties. There are children from the daycare. There are people who shed vaccines. There are people who get vaccine after vaccine, even though they're adults. And there are many ways you could get sick like a, you know, just sick down. So why go there? Just go to the health store, get yourself some wild oregano oil super strength. If you want ultimate protection, add some oregaresp capsules. Take a couple capsules twice a day or one twice a day. Take your oil of oregano twice a day, and then you're fine. If you want to go into the bizarre world of feeling extra powerful, just unusually good, then you add the juice of oregano. But I mean, the ultimate is the oil of oregano, capsules or drops. Then move into the multiple spice for that extra benefit.
Well,
and
since
you're going to be at risk of contracting a germ, you got to do them both. You know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, and you may, another thing people need to think about, you have a germ cleanse or oregano oil spray that you can spray
well,
your hands down.
Oregano spray, that is right. You used to be called germ cleanse, but that's not available now because the federal government didn't like the word germ. So it's all in the oregano spray now.
Okay. Well, here's the reason I say that. I was just looking this morning online, and scarlet fever is back. We know smallpox is all this stuff is coming back from coming up through Latin America, and we didn't have the problem here, but they're bringing in things that we haven't seen. Typhoid, haven't seen forever. Now, that's mainly a problem if you're in L.A. and you're around the people living on the streets. But even so, this stuff is going to spread.
Yeah, it could spread. You could use the oregano spray to keep your home sterilized.
Mm-hmm.
You got your Prophet Muhammad, you got your Jesus and your Moses all talking it up, that the you know keeping the home free of germs. And so what you would do would be you'd just kind of spray that oregano spray around the house and around the dog room or the, you know, any
around your bed. When you sleep at night.
Yeah, and take it into the hotel room and mist it and put it on the light bulbs, let it fumigate, spray it on your chest before you board the airplane. Just do like a little 2-ounce bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, keep your home clean so that the pathogens... Hi, Joe, long time was he. spray Joe down when he walks in the door.
Spray your hands down often because you're going to be touching things when you're out there.
Sometimes I'll clean my hands with that oregano spray. So all you ex-germa cleansers, just move to the oregano spray.
Well, and that German cleanse, by the way, I remember reading something that children were getting really sick because they would use that germa cleanse and they stick their fingers in their mouth, and that was toxic.
Oh, that's the typical toxic synthetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so this way you won't.
This is why the oregano spray is non-toxic, and you could stick your finger. It'd probably do you some good.
Yeah, it would. I mean, it'd be almost like putting a little oregano oil in your mouth.
Yeah, and you know, cheap. Well, whatever that means, but under $30, I think, you know, for that.
Yeah, but, and what price does it cost to if you get sick, and you could get deadly sick?
It works on your body when you get sick. That's the big problem. It takes you down, and make you sort of feeble, and then you can't recover well. And I don't have time. You don't have time. I mean, not only is it the week of being sick, but then the month or two afterwards sometimes.
Well, we also have an older population. There's something I want people to be aware of, and it was new information to me a couple years ago. When your immune system is adapted to all these different pathogens, it actually clogs up the immune system. And so you get where your immune system doesn't work anymore as you get up there.
That's the whole point. The oregano benefits you, but it cleanses all that out so that your immune system is virile in case you do encounter a germ. Another thing, the wild oregano, they tested 33 herbs. That's a lot, 33. Only the wild oregano raised the interferon, the beta interferon, the gamma interferon level in the bloodstream, and they found that the white blood cells were highly active. Here's another.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Another one. When you have oregano in the bloodstream, the neutrophils, they go to it and they suck it up with their pseudopods.
Really?
They molecularly siphon it up, then they use it to kill germs.
Wow.
So you want to feed your white cells with the oregano. You should do it every other day or every day or something during the winter.
If you want
ultimate protection, you do it every day because these germs, and then when people get the flu vaccine, then they shed on you and... you could get sick worse than they are.
Some of my friends or relatives get upset because I post things on about not doing the vaccinations. And I will tell you this. The doctor I see, he's an MD with a functional medicine degree on top of it. And his nurse said, are you going to get a flu vaccination? I said, no, I haven't had one in about 30 years or longer. 35 years, I think.
Yeah.
And I said that the times I got it, I would get sick. And she said, good for you. None of us get it. Out of 10 people here in the clinic, only one of us get it.
Look at that. They know because they've seen people get paralyzed and get toxically sick.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened to Bill Shelton.
Do we have any brains in our body? Somebody's going. We wipe our hands. We watch the escalator. We push the cart. Then we sterilize our hands. We watch the sick kids. They come home, and we want to be careful. And yet we're going to let some. We don't want the flu virus on our body, on our hands. We're going to let somebody inject us with the flu virus from a Guangdong pig in China or chicken virus. That's what it is.
I know. My cousin said, "Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. They don't do that. They grow it in a sterile egg and all that." And I said, "No, they do that. They grow it
in an egg that's got a live embryo,
and they're finding other cancerous things in the things they're growing it in.
Yeah. And they sacrifice the embryos by the millions, bloody embryos, and then they siphon the viruses out of their blood." And their urine and their feces, and that's what it is, and that's what it, you're gonna, whether you like it or not. Look at the package insert.
Yeah.
Sacred cow of medicine, vaccinations. Get rid of it. You don't need it. You know, that's just me. That's.
No, I appreciate what you're saying. I'm in the same boat, but I, you know, don't want someone to throw me off the air for saying it. But we just said it. So anyway,
I said it. You didn't say it.
Doc, I really appreciate you being with us. Thanks for educating us and keeping us well. Thanks again.
Bye bye.
If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just like years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world of difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Dr. Ingram, what would you recommend for people to stay healthy and not getting the cold or the flu or respiratory problems?
I would go down to the health store and I'd get me some oil of wild oregano P73, the wild kind. And I would get either capsules, if you're a little sheepish, or the oil under the tongue. That's the one to do. That's the go-to if you take it every day. If you're exposed to extra, get the Oregaris. If you're really in serious, like a nurse or a doctor or on airlines. But that's it. Go to Omega Health, go to Meridian Valley, go to Green Acres, and all the rest of the health food stores, you'll find it.
Thank you, Doc. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. I have a local doctor that I put on the radio very, very often here in Oklahoma City, Dr. Brian Frank. But I know if you're not close to Oklahoma City, you may think, well, why am I listening to a doctor too far away? I want you to hear the practices that he applies, getting rid of problems that have been around a long time. And so you can probably find him in your area. But if you're close to Oklahoma City, definitely worth the drive to come and start working with Dr. Frank. So I want to go into this interview I've done for the local market, but I want you to hear it as well. And I have an MD with me, Dr. Brian Frank, brilliant functional medicine MD. That's like saying anti-aging MD or keeping the body functioning for as many years as you can. And he does something that I want you to really understand the difference. There's a lot of people that help you deal with pain. And he knows how to do that as well as anyone out there. He's an expert, a real expert in acupuncture and anesthesia. That's what he was originally. But his new approach that he's gotten tremendous success with is stimulating your stem cells. Well, when you stimulate the stem cells, you're causing the body to go in and rebuild that area, restructure it, so it goes back to the way it was designed. Most of the things out there for pain are designed to help the body tolerate pain, block the pain, but they don't restructure the body, so they're not changing the cause. They're just changing the symptom. So, Dr. Frank, thank you for being with us. And if you want to elaborate on that, please do.
Most enjoyable aspects of anti-aging and regenerative medicine that I do is the area of pain and sports medicine. And, you know, there's a lot of press, a lot of talk, a lot of advertising about stem cell therapy. And what I like is that classic prolotherapy, which is one of the primary ways that I am able to do stem cell therapy. It's the original stem cell therapy. It's been around over 85 years.
Wow.
And it's also, while it has very high success rate, you know, over 80%. So people, even with bone on bone in their knees or rotator cuff problems in their shoulder, tennis elbow, plantar fasciitis, back pain, neck pain, all of those things involve joints, either wearing away the cartilage within the joint or when you're looking at shoulders and the vertebra and those other areas, you're looking at the tendons and ligaments around the joint. And, you know, the common approach that we've done in conventional medicine for really the last 50-plus years has been to treat them with NSAIDs like Advil, Aleve, ibuprofen, Motrin, stuff like that, or sometimes even to give cortisone shots and that type of thing. And the problem with that, Dan, is that that's just treating the symptoms. That's not addressing the problem of the degenerative changes. And with the stem cell therapy, we literally can reconstruct healthy cartilage within the knee. We literally can reconstruct healthy fibrous tissue in a rotator cuff or a tennis elbow or a plantar fascia or a weak back. And so that's pretty exciting. So if you look at the various therapies we do at Regenesis Health, acupuncture, I love it. I've been involved with it for 45 years. You know, the prolotherapy is the classic original stem cell therapy, but sometimes we have patients that actually are really good candidates for the pulse wave therapy. And curiously, that also has a stem cell activation in that pulse wave therapy. So, you know, we're not just a one modality clinic. So when we have patients come in and they have various problems, we can evaluate them, we can examine and identify. And then from the variety of therapies that we have, we can make a good, reasonable choice. But very often it will be that prolotherapy because, you know, within a short series, and for some it's only two or three, probably average is five or six, but within a short series of treatments, people that have been walking on worn-out knees for sometimes years, you know, they will come back within that short series, and 80 to 85% of them, they have no more pain, and it's not because we just chased the symptom. It's because we actually got the joint healthier.
Yeah, that's so important for people to understand that. And if you're blocking the pain, you may end up making your situation worse. You're just going to wear down that knee or shoulder or back even more so. And then when you're not able to block it, because a lot of times the body becomes immune to the things you're doing to increase the tolerance. That's why people get in trouble with opioids. That's why I like sending people to Dr. Frank. I sent a good friend of mine, Brent Kennedy, who had had two operations on the neck. And I can talk about Brent's case because he's been on the radio here with us two or three times, and he's talked about it. But he had had, I think, two operations on his neck, and he was complaining to me, hey, I'm still in pain. I talked to the doctors, and they don't know if it would do any good to do a third operation. I said, go see Dr. Frank, and let's get some stem cell in there and see what happens. Well, and the next time I saw him at the gym, he said, I'm 60% better. And then after, I don't know, three or four treatments, I think he's pretty close to 100%. So he was a great example, and I think he's been your biggest salesperson. He's been out there telling everyone, this is fantastic.
Yeah, Brent's been great about that. But we have a lot of folks that do. I mean, I do. Certainly we get people that hear you and I talk on the radio, but, you know, the vast majority of patients actually do come from someone telling friends or family because they've done well. And one of the unusual aspects of my clinic, Dan, is that every week I have two or three people that cancel their appointments, and I'm always glad to get those calls or those texts because they're canceling because each time they come and we treat them, we make them another appointment in case they need it. But I love it when they're able, whether it's after two or after five treatments, and they cancel because they're doing well.
Yeah, you're the only doctor out there that enjoys seeing people cancel their appointment. Now, speaking of that, Doc, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Well, we're at Regenesis Health. The phone number is 405-763-7603, or we have updated the website recently, and that's at re-genesishealth.com.
Thank you, Doc. I really appreciate you being with us. You take care.
Hey, Dan. Thanks.
Dr. Ingram, what would you recommend for people to stay healthy and not getting the cold or the flu or respiratory problems?
I would go down to the health store and I'd get me some oil of wild oregano P73, the wild kind. And I would get either the capsules, if you're a little sheepish, or the oil under the tongue. That's the one to do. That's the go-to if you take it every day. If you're exposed to extra, get the Oregaris. If you're really in serious, like a nurse or a doctor or on airlines. But that's it. Go to Omega Health. Go to Meridian Valley. Go to Green Acres and all the rest of the health food stores. You'll find it.
Thank you, Doc. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need. And I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face, just years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. It build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. There's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. There's something I want to talk to you about that I've talked many times, and that's about increasing the mitochondria and the amount of mitochondria. Remember, mitochondria is the furnace within the cells. They're very, very tiny little cells within a cell. You may have 1,000 of them in a heart cell. You have more than that in the back of your eye. Your muscles have tremendous amount of mitochondria. The more athletic you are, the more conditioned you are, the more mitochondria you have within the cell. That exercise causes the body to want to produce it. Now, what happens a lot of times is the mitochondria gets fatigued and starts dying. And as it dies in there, if it's not cleaned out, it creates inflammation. And the pathway that it creates is one of the pathways or a primary pathway that creates cancer in the body. But it creates inflammation throughout the body of too much excess mitochondria dying. So you got toxins building up inside the mitochondria. But when that happens, it also happens within the larger part of the cell. And within the mitochondria, it's called mitophagy, the cleaning up process. Within the inside of the larger cell, it's called autophagy. And to keep a cell healthy, to keep it lasting, and it will last a long time if it's cleansed, and the body has its own way of cleansing it. But it can't do it without energy. And there's a lot of things out there that increase mitochondria. Exercise does, as I said. And CoQ10 contributes to it, but its cousin, PPQ, creates more mitochondria. D-ribose activates mitochondria. That's a sweet sugar that won't hurt you. It's actually, I think a diabetic would actually benefit from it. But it's great for the heart, great for the rest of the body. And there's a number of things that out there that will do it. I believe black seed does it, and I believe olive oil has effect on it. And the reason I say that is Fox Legacy. They've put together some products that activate mitochondria, and I've seen more extraordinary health changes of activating and creating more mitochondria that's left me going, okay, this is the major secret to health, is how much mitochondria you have and how healthy you are. And I've talked about this many times for myself. I'm generally in real good health for people my age, compared to people my age. And I've been exercising since I was 13 and studying exercise in a very deliberate, formal way since I was 14. Well, when I was about 60, I'm 70 now, on my days off at home, what I would do is push-ups and pull-ups. And I found I could do really well with just three sets of push-ups, three sets of pull-ups, going back and forth between the two. And it actually caused me to gain more than when I was lifting weights for an hour at a time. Probably I was overtrained, and when you stimulate the body and don't overtrain, it's effective. In fact, folks, I've been doing too much because I was enjoying doing it. I was having trouble sleeping. I wasn't getting a good night's sleep, and it finally dawned on me, something I've said many times, but I wasn't taking my own advice, is I was overtrained. If you do more exercise than what your body can recover from, it's almost like you're trying to induce a state of flu in your body. And so I just took a day or two off. If you go too long like that, it takes a long time to recover because you start affecting your nervous system. But if you catch it early, just a couple days of not exercising, just, you know, enjoy yourself, the body will recover. And I did that, and it does make a world of difference. So you got to balance those two things. But you need stimulus for it. So with my push-ups and pull-ups, at 60 and for a number of years after that, that's about all the push-ups I could do, around 55 and 60 on the first set. The next set's going to be less. But the first set was 55 to 60. So I'm taking this Fox product called Perform, and I didn't notice too much. The Mind product I noticed pretty quick. My mind was working a lot better. But when I started taking the Perform, not much was happening. And then 28 days into it, all of a sudden I could do 85 push-ups. And I went, wow, I would have been happy if I just hold on to 60 for the many more years to come. But now I've just almost increased by 50%. And then nothing again happened until I was about 2 months out, and then I could do 95 to 100 push-ups. And I thought, this is phenomenal that it works this way. But I was confused by why it wasn't gradual. Why wouldn't I, a couple days later, next time I do push-ups, do two or three more, and then a few days later do two or three more until I got up to 85, and then later, same way with between 85 and 100. But it didn't work that way. It's just like all of a sudden the body puts together what it needs, and it makes that connection. It's like when they built the railway from the West Coast to and started on the East Coast and from the West Coast and met and put the Golden Spike in. Your nerves work that way. They will be building from both ends, and you'll be working and working on something and don't see much progress. And then almost overnight, you'll have a progress because all of a sudden a connection was made that wasn't there before, and you're able to recruit muscle fiber that you weren't able to recruit before. And I guess that's what was going on. But these Fox Legacy products, I'm going to be talking about it more and more because we've had so much. There's anecdotal, but eyesight improvement. A kid with cerebral palsy has walked with crutches all his life that's not walking. You've heard interviews with him. An elderly man that wasn't able to make a fist for 10 years, not because of his inflammation, just couldn't make a fist. And now is within a short amount of time using the Rejuvenate product, he was able to make a fist. We had people with blood sugar that were like 11.5 and 11 A1C that are now down in the 7s, 7.5, another down in 7. Real high blood sugar on one friend that's down to normal, his neuropathy is cleared up. I'm going, wow, all that from increasing mitochondria, and the body is able to heal itself when the mitochondria is functioning. I want to thank you all for listening, and please tell your friends and family about it, because there's a lot of information you're going to find that can change their life and make their life happier and healthier and live longer. So share this information with them. Let them know when this show plays, and I'll be talking to you again next week.